We are rapidly approaching Chinese New Year, which is the big time to make resolutions and to really kickstart your year. Now, we have to stop and go back for a second though. Is there something you should be doing before we get to that new year? Well, good question, because there actually is. There's five things I want you to do. So stay tuned, because we're going to dive into what the five things are that you really must do before Chinese New Year.
I just want to give people a place to go to get information. I want them to enjoy learning about Qi and how it's easy to learn about it and affect change in your own life. So Qi Pro is here for the curious seekers and for the professionals looking to get ahead. This is the bottom line. I want to empower people with information, because the one thing that can't be taken from you is your knowledge.
If there's one thing we can all agree on, no matter what your belief system is, we're all looking for more financial freedom, actually more financial increase, better health and stronger relationships, right? We've been through the ringer these past few years and we're looking for a way up. Now, 2024, on February 4th and February 10th, because that's solar and lunar New Year's, we are going to welcome a dragon. This is a big, powerful dragon. But what I want to talk about today, right here, right now, is the tips you can do that will welcome more prosperity into your home. Now, what exactly is prosperity? Because everyone kind of thinks it's money. It's more than that, because really, it's what is prosperity to you, okay? How you live a prosperous life is entirely up to you and will depend on what you feel prosperity is. You may feel that more money is prosperity, or possibly more time with family, stronger health, freedom to travel. I mean, the options are limitless and yours to design. Whatever your views are, one thing remains the same though. You have the opportunity to hit reset on achieving prosperity at a specific point in time each year. That time is Chinese Lunar New Year. Now that's happening this year in 2024 on February 10th. That's the big celebration. There is stuff happening before then, but the one that we're aiming for right now is February 10th. There are five easy steps you can take to ensure your home is ready in the days leading up to Chinese New Year. So, shall we dive in and get to know what they are? Right, you're right with me. I love it. Number one, you may not like this one actually, but it's very logical and I'll explain why. I need you to clean your house for prosperity. Yeah, I know, you're probably thinking, what? I don't know, what do you mean, Sam? Literally, I need you to clean your house. A clean and uncluttered home is always, always going to encourage prosperity and help you align with good fortune. Clutter in your home will not only affect wealth, it can affect your health and cause a myriad of issues. Specifically, the one I've seen the most is when we have cluttered hallways, you're storing stuff there. And I'm not necessarily talking hoarding, could be, but just storing stuff there and you've got to walk around things and it's a bit of a mess. That usually shows up in the arteries, in the veins, and the in the blood system. So if you've got issues with that in your health, clear the hallways and staircases in your home. Anyway, bottom line is cleaning your home is always a positive. But there's a caveat here, and this is what we're talking about today, because you might say, well, yeah, Sam, I always keep a clean home. Well, good for you. Mine has moments, let me tell you. But one thing I do is I actually massively clean before Chinese New Year. I've actually already begun. We're a little bit early, but I have. Washing windows, going outside, doing some other things while I can. Because the reason we're going to talk about this now is it can be inauspicious to clean around Chinese New Year, okay? Now, why? Well, I'm going to explain to you. Chinese New Year is a time where we chase out the old to welcome in the new. So we literally sweep out the old dirt, and then we have a clean plate, a clean canvas, if you will. And the reason you don't want to clean for a few days after, you know, Chinese New Year, known as CNY, is you don't want to sweep away the qi that's resettling after you've cleaned. I can understand you're sitting here thinking, what? Sam lost her marbles? No, I haven't, okay? I've done this for years. It works. It's brilliant. And it's a very big custom in Eastern cultures. So please, don't muck about with it. Do this. You want to remove the old qi in your home and let the new qi settle as the year arrives. Now remember, for this year, that's February 10th. So you want to be cleaning, I'm going to say 2 weeks, 10 days before then. And I don't actually clean the the Chinese New Year Eve or the day. I clean before then, and then I have celebrations with friends, I have food, I enjoy myself, and I don't clean for easily, I'm going to say 3 to 5 days after, okay? I let everything settle, and I welcome the new prosperous energy into my home. So timing is everything here, okay? And it's really easy to align this so easily with February 10th. It's not a big deal. So what do I want you to do? Well, in January, leading up to this, I want you to clean your carpets, okay? You'd be surprising what's in those fibers there. Oh, so much down there. Organize your cupboards. Maybe donate those extra items. Wash windows. That's what I was doing today. Clear your view, clear your mindset. Okay, donate excess stuff to charity. Not only do you not want it anymore, but somebody else can use it. So this is really good. This can be clothing and home goods. It's amazing what we accumulate in our cupboards. And I cannot stress enough that when we have clutter, when we have things piled up, it's not a good playing field. Okay, it's going to cause issues in many different ways. What you need to do is to clean the entrance to your home, inside and outside. This is something called the Ming Tang. You have an external Ming Tang and an internal Ming Tang. Think of it like just a space, okay? It's a space outside of your front door and a space inside your front door. So this is not where you should be storing the recycling. This is not where the garbage bag should be sitting until somebody remembers to take it out. Absolutely not. And I'm gonna say not ever, but especially around Chinese New Year. Okay, so clean the entrance to your home, give it a spruce, remove things that don't need to be there, and make it very welcoming. If you follow these actions to clear out the old qi and make room for the new qi to accumulate, you successfully reset the energy in your home for a brand new beginning. And let's face it, we all want a brand new beginning. So like I said, it's really important not to clean on actual Chinese New Year, and I'm going to say for about 3 days after, okay? That's usually what I follow. Because if you do, you'll literally be sweeping away all the New Year energy that's just arrived, and you'll have undone all the good work. Now, I know this may seem like an unusual task, but it holds great merit, and I advise you to follow this first vital step. Okay, moving on. What is number two? Well, you may not like this one either. It's funny. I was thinking, oh, this is going to be so great. And now I'm not sure you're going to like this. I want you to pay those bills for more abundance. So you're probably thinking, well, hang on a second. Are you going to give me money then, Sam? No, you've got to do this. Okay. Prosperity is most often linked to money, but it means many other things too. But for here and now, let's focus on the money part. And even though it's more about a prosperously happy life in so many ways, money is a major factor. Look to the bills you can pay off and pay them ahead of the due date if you can. Again, you really want to do this before the Lunar New Year on February 10th. You really want to make sure that your bills are paid ahead of time. Of course, you can only do this within reason. If you don't have the money, you don't have the money. But that is also a little indicator, a little red flag that, maybe your budget's a little bit off, okay? So really have a look at that. Now, during this time, here's the other side that's quite positive. You can also try collecting monies owed to you. This is both helpful to the other person, right? Because they're paying off a bill early. And, of course, very helpful to you. Who doesn't want an extra bit of money in their bank account? Starting the new year with a clean financial slate is the goal here and helps you set positive intentions. This one is a little bit, I'm not going to say figurative, but it's a little bit metaphysical in the sense that it's a bit of a mindset because you probably can't pay off your mortgage. You may not be able to pay off your car loan. I understand that. That's not really what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the other things you've got going on, okay? See if you can clear those. Now, did you know that one of the reasons Chinese households place red and gold banners on their front doors around Lunar New Year is for this exact reason? The banner signifies they have cleared their debts from the past and are ready to welcome a debt-free future. So in today's modern world, it's not as easy as that. I understand that. But this one gesture can go a heck of a long, long way to helping you and your mindset around financial freedom. After all, they do say financial freedom is priceless. So pay those bills. And if you're wondering, yeah, I do have a big red and gold banner that I hang on my front door. My neighbors love it. I don't know if they fully understand what it means, but I know what it means. And I do pay off my bills early before Chinese New Year. I've done it for years and it really helps. So go ahead. Number two, you've got it. What's number three? Well, this one's, we're going to jump to a different area completely. Get a haircut, okay? Why? It's all about removing, again, the old to grow the new. So you're cutting off old growth to welcome new. A good haircut before the celebrations is considered auspicious and timely. When you cleanse your body, both physically, mentally, and emotionally, it helps put some zip back in your step, somewhat like a fresh new you. And the concept here is actually simple. You're cutting off the dead ends, right? You're removing the old that no longer serves you. So some Chinese traditions speak to not cutting the hair for at least 1 month following Chinese New Year. Sometimes that may not be doable, okay? You may not be able to do that. So I'm going to say at least wait a week after. But what I really want you to do is, come on, you've got time. I'm giving you this podcast early. Get a haircut, even if it's just a trim. Treat yourself, have some fun. It's a bit of a symbolic gesture, I get it, but it's still good. It still holds power within. Do not underestimate what you're doing here. All of these steps are vital and will make a big difference. All right, step number four, jazz up your wardrobe for prosperity. Now this one's fun. I always have the most fun with this because I go on a specific trip looking for my item every year. And what it is it's considered auspicious, which is lucky, to welcome the new year with new clothes bought especially for the occasion. So why not enjoy the January sales and buy yourself some new bits and bobs, possibly some red if you can. I love red, so I always find something red somewhere. And it can be something under my clothing that you can't see. Sometimes it's something I've found that you can. Sometimes it's actually a piece of jewelry. It doesn't really matter. I think clothing is the best rather than jewelry, but 1 year I just could not find red, so I bought myself some jewelry that was red. Now, the important aspect here, though, is to have the new items ready, but not worn before Chinese New Year. Okay, you've got to wear them the first day of the Lunar New Year, which is February 10th, and make a grand entrance for all to admire. It's actually a really fun tradition, this one. I really have a lot of fun with it, and I hope you do too. And you don't have to break the bank because the timing is awesome, right? The January sales. Who doesn't like a sale? Okay, number five. What is the last tip I want to give you? Well, this one's an interesting one, and it's maybe not a tip. It's more like I'm going to demystify something. And what it is, it's about those lucky red envelopes. Do you need a lucky red envelope for Chinese New Year? Well, you see, there are many misconceptions around the famous lucky red envelope, and it's a long-standing traditional gesture with a lovely sentiment. Forgive my accent here, but called hongbao in Mandarin and lei si in Cantonese, these are small red envelopes, often decorated with gold symbols and intricate designs given by married people to younger family members. So there is actually a system to this. But I always encourage people to have fun with traditions and make them your own, okay? So traditionally, you put crisp new banknotes, carefully sought and placed, you know, because you want nice new ones, in the envelope. And they're gifted by grandparents and parents to their unmarried children. If you do not have children, you can gift to younger friends, colleagues, co-workers, as I'm a logical girl at heart and totally in favor of working with what we have at hand. And like I said, I love traditions the way they are, but I'm a big believer in morphing things to fit modern day life. Now, it is considered, just so you know, you need to know this, it is considered impolite to open the envelope in front of the giver. And some traditions speak to waiting 7 days before opening the envelope. Now, I can assure you, for my own children, I have two, they're not great at waiting 7 days, and they generally open it in front of me. And it's okay. I'm not going to, you know, take it back or get mad at them. I understand. They're getting better. They kind of remember these things now. So why not have some fun and make people smile with a fun red envelope? Even if you place chocolates in there, it's all good, okay? Remember, traditions are wonderful to hand down generation to generation. And I encourage you to adapt what resonates with you into your own family traditions. So whatever traditions resonate with you are the ones you are wise to follow. I particularly love watching my children smile broadly as they accept their red envelopes. And I often surprise my neighbors with chocolate-filled ones too. Because why not, right? There are special foods you can serve at Chinese Lunar New Year, and there are way too many to mention. So I have linked them from the Cheapro Sam website. You can pop over there and find those. But what I generally encourage people to do is to have something from the all of the corners of the earth, something from the ocean, something from the land, something from the air, okay? And if you're wondering about my traditions for Lunar New Year, every year I do all 5 tips. And I enjoy saying goodbye to what no longer serves me, to welcome new possibilities and opportunities of what can serve me better. I consider these actions a happy energy exchange, out with the old, in with the new. And I wish you a very happy Chinese New Year of whatever your heart desires.